420 West 15th, which is closed today. And we bring on Chief Executive Officer Renee Hively here through the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today. We'll get Renee on here in just a second, I do believe. Renee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I would actually probably be better to say morning as opposed to good morning, because you're off to an interesting start, to say the least. Talk about the situation here when it comes to the waterline break in Kerark here this morning.
Yeah, definitely Monday started off with a bang. I've got my adrenaline going anyway. About 5:30 this morning, I got a call from the Emporia PD to say that we had a water main break close to our building. And so I had somebody locally, Pat Floraker, my IT manager, came in to assess what was going on. And sure enough, right here on the south side of our building in our main water line that comes into our building, it was definitely having fun flooding our parking lot and onto 15th Avenue. So we've assessed our situation. The basement, it did take on a little bit of water, but it's not much, so it could have been worse. We did get a hold of the city, and they've shut off our water to the building, and we've shut off our main break as well.
Renee, you mentioned here that the basement right now did take on a little bit of water. At this point in time, where is that at as far as your different operations are concerned here, and is there really any situation, any concern here for the main level here as far as damage is concerned?
On the main level, no damages that we can see. At the basement level, it's just really where our medical records were stored. I'm glad that those are all up on shelves, because otherwise they would have been soaked. So just a little bit of water down there kind of seeped through the walls. In one main corner where the water line comes into the building, it was leaking pretty good. So we'll have a little bit of cleanup there to do, but nothing hopefully too major on the inside.
Renee, did you have a similar situation like this Thursday? Because I understand that there was a waterline break, which sounds like it was a little bit further east on 15th near the State Street intersection, or just past it. Or were you able to escape that without any major issues in the building?
Thank God we were able to escape that one. We could see. We could walk outside our building, and you could see where that waterline break had broke. But it didn't affect our building. But this one obviously affected us.
Well, Renee, situation today, you're closed today then?
We are closed today. We will have people, actually they're calling right now, calling people that are on the schedule for our medical, dental, WIC, and behavioral health clients to get those rescheduled. We do have the plumber called. Hopefully we'll get somebody down here to kind of assess the major damage and see what we need to do to get that corrected. So we really don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. Right now we're also assessing our water coolers, because they do take in water, so we may not have air conditioning.
Kerark Chief Executive Officer Renee Hively joining us here at 7-Eleven as we continue discussing the water main break, which developed here before sunrise right outside of Kerark, and actually getting some water inside the basement of the Kerark facility at 420 West 15th. Speaking of the appointment side of things, Renee, do you expect that maybe the folks that are getting adjusted today could possibly have those appointments reset within the next week or two, or given how full your schedule is, could it be a little bit further out before they come back in?
Nice thing, June is usually kind of a slower month for us, so hopefully we can get them in within the next couple of days, no longer than a week for sure, to get those squeezed back in. So we're hoping we're not closed for very long, and that we can get people seen. Obviously, if there's emergencies, they can give us a call, and we can try to help them that way.
Okay. Renee, once again, let us know what the game plan is here for the next day or two as far as what you need to at least research and address here in addition to the appointments, really on the facility side here before you move forward and reopen here.
Definitely will. We'll know more as the morning progresses.
All right. Well, Renee, thank you so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here today and through the rest of the week here as you recover here from this water main break underway right now.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Renee.
All right.
Thank you.
Kerark CEO Renee Hively joining us again with the water.